another radio ride here on Radio Row. Radio Row consists of the following people on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our main studio in Washington.
Hello.
Jennifer Horn here in Los Angeles with me. Roberta Fasanelli in New York on Radio Row. And one Jackson Stockwell is here from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello.
He is a NUCA practitioner, homeopathic and interesting naturalist, nature. He's never seen anything that he couldn't fix. I don't know if that's just with people or places.
Just some takes a little longer than others. That's all.
There you go.
And I'm one of them, perhaps. And I'm a lifetime. I'm a career for guys like you. Keep me in shape. Keep me. All you have to do is wind me. I have a very good vet here in Los Angeles whose name is Bill Carlson. And he, when he examined Frankie, who is Brendan's dog, and Charlotte, they're pals, and they're almost like brother and sister. So I bring them together to the vet, and Frankie is a big galoot, weighs about twice as much as not quite twice as much as Charlotte does, taller, but just a wonderful, happy-go-lucky, silly dog, and great with Brendan's personality, my son, and Charlotte is kind of the opposite. But he says about Frankie. That he's the kind of a dog, you just put gas in him, and he goes. And I guess that I think that that's the case with you, Jack. I think that you're one of these people that just, when given a task, you are just, you especially in your area, your chosen area, which is to help people. I mean, you're there in your practices and the various offices you have in Utah to help people, and you're very good at it. You're very gregarious. You're very knowledgeable. And this is the kind of people that others gravitate to. You know, you go into somebody's office and it isn't all about the clinic and it isn't all about the money, which sadly is the way oftentimes when you go into places, especially here in Los Angeles, I feel like I'm the check, I'm a cash register or something. You go see some of these people and they just look at their list of things they can do to you, and then they have their price sheet. Okay, it's $100 for this, $40 for that. There are people who are health practitioners. That's the way they look at you. You're a meal ticket. And that's the sad thing about what's gone on in medicine in our country. It's all about the money with way too many people.
Well, that's part of the insurance's influence in healthcare and dictating procedures and policies. And we'll pay this much for that, and we'll pay this much for that. And I've got like two or three seminars I'm supposed to go to in the next 30 days of all the new codes that are coming out for all the new Medicare stuff.
Right.
To the point where I'm just, I'm ready to put my foot down and stop all Medicare reimbursement.
Really?
I mean, and that's a growing trend.
It is.
There are more and more, both in the realm of medical doctors as well as doctors of chiropractic, where they get good Medicare coverage, they're finally putting their foot down, and they're putting signs out in front of their offices. I no longer offer Medicare reimbursement.
Yeah. Yep. It's insane.
If you need help, go to the emergency room. That's what it says on the bottom of the sign.
Yeah. There actually was a story, a review over the weekend at CNN about doctors in various parts of our country, in essence, going broke. And I look at this as, without having to analyze it any more than what's obvious, it's just another street on the road to socialism. And I don't want to necessarily get into politics. You and I agree on a lot of political stuff. But the entrepreneurial healthcare world, which is where many doctors came from, and this was when I was a kid, when doctors actually did make house calls, and they charged. I remember when I was sick once as a child, I don't know why I remember this day, my mother called the doctor, and I can still see him. His name began with a P, and he had dark glasses, and he came to the house, and he'd do the usual things. And my mother gave him a check for $20, came to the house, checked me out, doctor, whatever his name was, Poitras, I want to say, something like that. And he got a check for $20 and said thanks a lot and left. And he spent almost an hour with me.
Yeah. Well,
$20.
There's certain exclusions in various malpractice packages now that will absolutely prevent a medical professional from going into somebody's home privately.
Yeah.
Because they can't control the circumstances of what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, we'll cover you up through the phone call.
Yeah.
And we'll cover you in the office. We'll cover you at the clinic if necessary, but we won't cover you in their house.
This is a quiet reality that is spreading around the country. What Jack just said, physicians, cardiologists, oncologists, whatever the part of the industry that we're talking about, are starting to now operate private practices that take your money. They're good doctors. You want them to work on you, you pay them. They don't take any insurance reimbursement. There's no government reimbursement. They will just, and I know here in Los Angeles, I could name you three or four right now from various disciplines who, about half, it used to be, I think, that most of the doctors were sort of in private practice. Now, only half of the doctors in the country are in private practice because so many of them are going broke.
Yes.
So they take their credentials and they go to work for either some state-run hospital or they go into a group where they don't have to worry about the payroll. They get hired. I know the doctor that I see in Massachusetts at the Marino Center. He used to be in practice from South. He said, you know what? With so much hassle, these people offered me a good salary, and I don't have to worry about the paperwork. I show up every morning at 7:30, and I see patients until 5:30, and I go home.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and he doesn't have to take house calls.
Well, yes, that's the easier way out.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that really is the cutting edge, makes a difference in what we're talking about here, is that more and more of these healthcare professionals, including my industry, is beginning to realize you have to offer something more than just symptomatic care for the patient.
Right.
You have to offer them some humanity.
Well, they want also to know how to keep themselves from having to come to your office.
Well, that's it.
Plenty of people that are into prevention. The government isn't there, and most of the practitioners aren't, but the people of the country are.
Well, half of what we do in our clinic is prevention-oriented.
Yeah.
And we don't seem to have enough time in the day to take care of that.
That's part of the dirty secret department, along with how many doctors are going broke, is that people are not responding, and that's one of the reasons there was so much trouble with the healthcare thing. Older people, yeah, they want some kind of protection. But the kids who are protesting, the kids who support Ron Paul, and those who are involved in the Occupy movement that don't have anything to do with the give me a handout, they're interested in doing things for themselves. And one of the things that they are concerned about is the fact that all of the attention that's given and the money that's paid for curing people after they get sick, why isn't their money being spent on helping people prevent the illnesses in the first place? It'd be a heck of a lot cheaper, but not good for medical business. And
but it's one of the major,
today, right?
Yeah. Well, it's one of the major thrusts in Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Most of the local Chinese doctors do not get paid unless they keep you well.
Japanese, same thing.
Yes.
You know, if you go to a Japanese doctor and he operates on you and you die, you don't pay him. If the operation is not successful, or if you have a cold or whatever it is you go to the doctor for, it's not cured, you don't pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, would that change the face of healthcare.
How about them apples, folks?
Yeah, Jack, you can spread that into Congress as well. If they don't pass freedom-oriented legislation, they don't get paid.
That's the whole thing. We have a unique situation here, and our government has become so corrupt. And, you know, you see it with the SOPA thing that we were talking about earlier. And this gets into medicine. It gets into every corner. You know, you have websites that are all about helping people. And, you know, if the government had its initial way, people saw what was going on and made so much noise that they can't do what they originally wanted to do at the behest of the big businesses, the movie industry, entertainment industry, all these corrupt lobbyists who have contributed to the campaign of all these congressmen. That bill was going to sail through unless, you know, it was stopped, and it was stopped by people understanding what it was all about. And the same thing is true with the medical. All these medical bills that have been passed have nothing to do with the people who pay the bill, i.e. you and me. They have to do with protecting the insurance company, protecting the big hospital chains, protecting all these people that have so much to gain, and the doctors are taking it in the chin along with the patients.
Well, the power of the pharmaceutical industry in Congress has gotten to the point where they're almost sacrificing their own baby,
it's
the medical
joke.
Practitioner themselves.
Right. Well,
yeah.
What it is, if you look at it, you follow the money and see, and this is amazing, the lust, the greed in our country in terms of this. They just, people won't stop. They just keep going and going and going. And you see it here when it comes to the food that we eat. And there's a whole series of, I was thinking about you the other day, I was watching a video of the chain of agriculture in our country now, and how the big giant conglomerates have basically ruined it for not only the people that are eating the food, the farmers themselves, and the people who are on the board of directors of some of these great giant food companies that are making the food that's making you sick are on the board of directors of the drug companies that are providing drugs to supposedly deal with your illness that you get from eating the bad food. Nowhere else does that happen except here.
Well, that's about it. And when you're dealing with an insurance industry that won't pay for anything that actually heals,
right?
Just therapy on an ongoing basis, because when you're corralled into a particular therapeutic avenue, your health is predictable, it's controllable from that point on, so that you just become another actuarial statistic rather than somebody who's actually looking to reverse the symptomatic breakdown.
Yeah, I used the word before, insane. It is insane that we are allowing all these things, and people like us are talking about them, and people are taking on. Again, that's why the kids are protesting.
Well, and that's why, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why my office is as successful as it is. And it's probably the same thing with Dr. Ken, because you're offering something besides a palliative.
Yeah.
You're offering education, you're offering friendship and understanding and knowledge, and give me your questions. Well, I don't care whether I'm taking care of you for 5 minutes or 15 or 20. It's going to be the same charge. I don't want you to leave this room until your questions are answered.
Right. All right, so that's why you know that I have Jack here, and why I extol the value and virtue of what he's doing and so many others like him. You can check out his website, Jack Stockwell, as it sounds, jackstockwell.com, to be privy to a lot of the things in his philosophy that we hear. We can just touch on them, but you can get more information. Again, jackstockwell.com. Jack, is always a pleasure. 19 after here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Hey, Gary,
what appearance. I love staying here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We often have little snippets from popular songs with stories attached to them. That's what makes it of value. Why would you have just a piece of music and no story? This is not a music program. It's a story about life, liberty, and your pursuit of your own happiness, dreams. The What Is department goes back to 1998, when Savage Garden had the number one single in our country. It's called Truly, Madly, Deeply. And it reminds me, I am one of those radio sycophants. Brother would tell you the emphasis there is on sick. I have grown up in an era when radio was extraordinarily fun. Hopefully you got a chance to hear Dick Summer on with us last week. You can play back that if you didn't hear Dick, who was one of the great radio personalities of an era in radio when personality was what people listened to the radio station for. Not necessarily for the music, but how the two fit together. When did we... is that in the highlights reel, Richie? Must be there sometime.
Dick Summer, yes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because I have some things in my mind with regard to the state of where our business is, and much the same as I have thoughts about a lot of things. And that Savage Garden song brings me back around to thinking about how much I like listening to people on the radio who actually have something to say. And one of those people is a guy named Charlie Tuna, who has been on Los Angeles radio for his long... He's my age. He's been doing not necessarily the same shtick, but he's been doing the thing about Charlie Tuna. I never met Charlie Tuna in my life. I'm Facebook friends with him. No, never have.
Oh, I can introduce you.
Yeah, why don't you do that? I'd like to have lunch with him. He is one of the most clever guys. He reminds me, for those like Roberta, when you used to listen to Dan Ingram, how clever he was.
Dan Ingram, yes.
He was so smart at getting in and out of the music. I mean, a really warped guy. But great, brilliant, crazy on the radio. Bruce Bradley was like that in Boston. He and Dick Summer were great friends. Dick was like it in a more subtle way. But the crazier these people were, the more people listened to
them. Yeah.
And there are so few. Who is really crazy on the radio now? The people who I remember, the bosses that I used to have, who would yell at me for doing things they didn't want me to do, but I still did them. And they kept me on. There were a lot of people like that who just pushed the envelope, pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And they were stars because people couldn't get... Imus was like that to a point. I mean, he got fired because he went too far often. But you didn't want to not listen You didn't want to miss. And Stern, to a point, even around today, but Stern couldn't survive in this environment on the radio because there's so much button up. Don't offend anybody. Don't. Well, I mean, I say things now, and, you know, I can get away with it because I'm viewed by most people as being a good guy. And I am. I'm a good human being. But I would, if I could screw off all the time on the radio and get away with it, that's what I'd do. But I can't, so I don't. But where are we to be? I'm as much myself on the air as anybody you will find. And I say that proudly because yep. I am who I am. But, you know, I don't have the number one radio program in the country because there are people who worry about me and, you know, kind of what am I doing? I don't do anything that's bad. Can you imagine how controlled this medium has become? And it really is a shame.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The minutes for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all in English. Cool, huh?
Not all in English. Senor.
No? You're not going to be you're translating into Spanish, are you? Hola.
¿Cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está usted? I'm
Buenos
very
días.
Well, thank you, Roberta.
¿Cómo está usted?
I'm in a coma.
¿Dónde está el baño?
La baño.
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
La baño.
La vía del tren subterráneo es peligroso.
La baña.
No se apoyan contra la puerta.
La baña.
That's subway Spanish. It's Spanish you learn in the New York City subways.
La baña. Okay.
Who else can we offend now? Would you like us to speak your language? Call us
800-510-8255. Let's see if we can do some Ukrainian.
Anybody. They're just laughing.
I can do
you.
Czech. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
Let's do Czech.
Okay. Domi hubisku.
Domi hubisku.
Etu spiritu tuo.
Bialika mishishka vukulalenim. Domadela. Atote malenke hujula jekyll.
Now, Richie, what you don't realize is they're dropping the F-bomb here and all kinds
That's
of
right. You can't do anything about it, FCC.
No big deal. As long as you don't do it in English.
Do you want me to say a dirty word in Czech?
Sure.
Hovno.
Yeah. That means dirty.
Does that have some? Is that what it means? Really?
That's no fun.
No, it doesn't mean dirty. It's the
some
S word.
Crank. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
All right. But you can't talk about. You know, we can't talk about body parts much at all in the air anymore. Really.
Or Gorky. That's a cucumber.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Gorky.
Or Gorky.
Wasn't there a Gorky Park? No, wasn't there a movie? Don't you remember the movie Gorky Park?
No.
Yes. Lee Marvin. It was a story. Richie, look it up. You can check this out on Wikipedia or wherever. Wikipedia is down today. So check it out someplace else. Gorky Park was a movie. See if I'm not right on this. 800-510-8255. About 20 years ago, Lee Marvin, I think it may have been his last movie, starred. This was about a mink. Let's see how well I remember this. It was about a group in Russia that was doing something with minks. Stealing them, importing them. I just remember that the woman who was the protagonist got shot in the end. I don't mean that.
She got shot in the end or at the end of the movie?
Yeah. Clarify this, please.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway. Meanwhile, folks, while you're all listening to Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity.
They're not being tech.
Right. And Todd Schnitt and everybody else who's Lars Larson, who's helping you solve the problems of the world. We are not interested in any of that here at all. The only thing we want to solve is your mood problem. Are you in a good mood? Fine. Take another step toward being in a better mood. Once in a while, we get off on a toot. And this is an example of that, by the way.
you think?
This is one. No, this is another toot I'm getting off
on. Okay, go on your toot.
There is a story that is attributed to George Lucas, the great producer of the Star Wars movies, and he's made jillions and billions of dollars. There's a movie that I believe opens either this weekend or next weekend called Red Tails. It is about the black airmen, the Tuskegee Airmen, that we've only recently, last 4 or 5 years, learned anything about. And that's because the white people who are responsible for keeping records, apparently, in the service, tried to keep everybody from learning how important their part was in World War II, as was the case in America at the time. Extraordinarily prejudiced. We still have that problem to a point today. It's not as bad as it was. But George Lucas, this is the reason I'm telling you that story is because here's an example of a wrong that Lucas in part righted. He went to the usual group of suspects, Warner Brothers and Paramount and Universal, and there are two or three other, four maybe other more private groups that they call themselves producers, but they fund. When you see the credits on the screen, like Roadshow Pictures or some other, those are the people who put up the dough to make the movie. And so, but they have to have Warner Brothers and Paramount to distribute it. And that's how, it's kind of like NBC doesn't really produce Law and Order. It's produced by Dick West, isn't that his name? Dick Wolf. Dick Wolf produces it, and he sells it to NBC, but he's really responsible for producing it. So George Lucas has this idea to produce a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, the all-black fighter squadron from World War II. And he goes around to all the usual sources for financing for movies. Even though the guy's a billionaire, nobody puts their own money into these things. They put together, what do they call it? It's kind of an LLC, I guess, Roberta. They put together groups of people who want to invest in movies, and there are various tax considerations for doing it. So he spent 4 months, as the story goes, trying to find money to produce this movie. And there isn't one person who stepped up to finance the movie because they all said it's about the black pilots and it's an all-black cast, and nobody will go see
it. Isn't that odd? There was an off-Broadway show just recently called Black
White
Airmen.
White people will not go see this movie. So said the producers of the money people in Hollywood. So Lucas says, basically, screw you. I want to make this movie. I'm going to make it, and I'll pay for it myself. Much the same as Mel Gibson with the story of the last, whatever.
The Passion of the Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And ended up making almost $400 million by producing that movie. Now, whether Lucas makes that kind of dough here or not, I don't know that that's important. The important story is that he had to come up with the dough himself. So here are my favorite ladies from The View talking about this circumstance with this movie.
Is that 05, Doug?
It's 03, Richie.
Thank you.
John Edwards successfully campaigned to delay his...
Not John Edwards. John Edwards is on his way out. Apparently, that's not the subject.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
We don't know.
Right. All right.
We hope.
It's just using it to get. I shouldn't say that because I don't know if it's true or not. As a digression for a minute, one of the things a lot of people are talking about is John Edwards and his having some really problematic heart issue, and that's keeping him from going to trial. Is it a dodge to go to trial, or is he really sick? And, that's the sad thing about it. More people are talking about whether he's using it as a dodge to not go to trial and face
and
the embarrassment.
And how many people, that was the first thing they thought of.
Yeah.
Heard
instead of whether or not he's really sick.
Think about his kids, man. Right. Oh, my God.
What they've been through.
Hey, by the way, Doug, our sister organization here at Radio America, the American Veterans Center,
yes,
at our annual conference on Veterans Day every year, we have special guests. And 2 years ago, it was the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, my God. I wish you'd have told me. I would have come.
So you can go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and watch the video of the panel of them talking about the events of when they were in World War II. It's very cool.
American, say that again. It's
AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Check that out. Meanwhile, here are the ladies talking about this issue.
Where is it?
All right. Let's see, we'll pause for a moment, and we have to bring Richie back to the first grade. Which is okay. It's
the
nice.
First grade. It's looking at the cuts of the view cuts and
I had
talking
you dig,
about.
We dug this out. We're not going to argue about it on the air, Richie. It's okay. Stand by. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the purpose of life. So what is the purpose of life? It's basically three things. Number one, to love. Number two, to protect. Number three, to educate. And that's it. We want to acquire love. We want people to love us. We want to love people. And then when we find someone that we actually love so much with our hearts, with our souls, with our bodies, and with our minds, we do everything we possibly can to protect them and to educate them. And when we find that person and when we find that opportunity in life, that is what we are put here on earth. We do it with our children. We do it with our workers. We do it with our companies. We do it with just about everybody we know. And at the end of the day, if we have achieved love, if we have protected people, and if we have educated people, we are living a very fulfilling life. So remember from this moment on, protect, love, educate, and enjoy the life that you were born to have. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Richie, did we find what we were looking for?
What?
We did.
Yes, we did.
All right, 15 before the hour. So those of you who nodded off for a while as we were trying to come up with this piece, I've had the discussion. It's just interesting the way the ladies in The View put a spin on it, if you'll pardon the pun, because it's about the newly released movie Red Tails and how George Lucas couldn't get it financed.
George Lucas, we love George. His latest film is a World War II action movie called Red Tails. Now, it's a movie he's been trying to make for close to 25 years. Now, he says Hollywood would not finance it because it was an expensive action picture. Oh, and it had an all-black cast.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because people say, this was very, you know, when you got somebody, when you have somebody like George Lucas, who's very well respected, coming out and saying that Hollywood didn't want to make this movie because it was an all-black cast, he had to finance it. I think, you know, it's just like, wow, because a lot of people say, you know, you keep complaining. You keep complaining that, you know, and so I think go support the film.
Yes.
And don't leave George Lucas hanging out there. Kudos to George Lucas.
Let me tell you what it's about so you know. And Cuba Gooding Jr. is going to be on with us, I believe, next week. It's about the Tuskegee Airmen, who were the elite flyers in World War II, all-black company. And this is a story. We have Saving Private Ryan. We got, you know, Dogs of War, Cats of War,
The Greatest Generation.
Man of War. You know, now we've never had this story. And if you want to see something that's patriotic and you want to see something that's pro-America, see this film, because it's worthwhile.
A lot of people, when you do a black cast, they'll say, put somebody white in it, and then we can get it made.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
heard that. How about you see it to honor those men?
Yeah. All of those things that were just a part of that discussion, I say yes, 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 and yes to. I saw the trailer this past weekend, which made me aware of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known what they were talking about.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it either until about a week or so ago.
So let's hope
go see it. That's a good suggestion.
Go see it because it's a good movie, not because you want to make a statement. You know, either of those two things would be okay, because for the kind of movie that I enjoy the most, this will be on the top of my list. And here in California, I see sometimes 2, 3, 4 movies a week. I deprive myself during the months that I'm on the farm, but when I'm here, I don't miss a movie that would appeal to me. And, you know, you go back to this past weekend, the number one movie was the Mark Wahlberg movie, which was just, it was formatic, it was what you'd expect, but that's kind of what I want. When I go to a movie, for the most part, not always, I saw 3 good movies this weekend, they were all very different, and that the movie Contraband is exactly what you would expect from Mark Wahlberg. And in this circumstance, I don't know that you could predict what to expect other than good entertainment from Lucas. Lucas, if nothing else, he and Spielberg understand how to push those buttons. Latest example from Spielberg is The War Horse. If you have not seen it, it pushes every single emotional button you can possibly experience. Every single one of them.
My wife wants to see it, but is afraid that the horse and the kid die.
No, neither of those are true.
Okay.
Tell her that you will be very happy with the end of it, because I wouldn't have been happy if that was the case either, Richie. No. Mm. It is nip and tuck a couple times in the movie, but it is really a very good way for you to spend a couple of hours. And so it's all up to us. A lot of people don't want to go to the movies because they think they can see it cheaper on the screen at home sooner or later, but you miss something.
So that's a big screen movie.
But you don't miss, exactly.
Yes.
War Horse and
absolutely
the Tuskegee Airmen would be a
movie.
Big screen movie. Exactly right, Roberta. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program is live at 11 before the... No, it's 9 before the hour, Richie.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Man or Muppet by Jason Segel from The Muppet Show. I didn't see the show, and I'm sorry.
You didn't see the movie? Oh, it was so cute. It was right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, little Mojo and Wojo here. Jason is 32 today. Jason Segel. Don't know anything about him. Does anybody know anything about Jason?
Yeah, he's on How I Met Your Mother. He's been in a few other movies, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and he is a huge Muppets fan. He cried when he saw Kermit the Frog for the first time.
Really?
And created this whole movie. Really made it happen.
He created the movie.
This is the new movie.
He did. He did. He had complete creative control. And by the way, Doug, if you haven't seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he does some serious full frontal nudity in that movie.
I probably wouldn't be that excited about seeing him. Sarah Marshall, maybe, but not him. All right. I mean, you want to investigate his kidneys, but not anything else. So Jason Segel, anyway, from The Muppets. So that's cool. Yeah. This when is the movie out officially?
Oh, it's already out.
It's been out for around.
Oh, okay.
So I missed it. 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, it went. It came. Oh no, I guess it is still here.
It was out around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I think it's still around. I have not checked it out. I would love the
Muppets. It's still in theaters. It's still in theaters. You can go to a multiplex and see it.
All right, so I'll do that, Chucker. Thank you. You want me by date? Maybe we can go see it together. No.
I hear cricket.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get to our movie challenge. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Movie Moment starts with movie music, and thus the Man or Muppet song from Jason Segel. Now we get to our contest before we get to movie news from Chuck. And this is a movie that celebrates very easily, the star of it, who is 57 today. This movie, I'm not sure whether it helped him keep his career going or sort of he reemerged as somebody that folks looked differently upon after he did this movie as a serious actor. Here's the first clue.
My country is everything I dreamed it would be. There can be no place like this on earth.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's too hard even listening to that to know which one it is and who it is. 800-510-8255. Never won before in the Movie Moments quiz. Help yourself. If you win today and you haven't won before, you get a swell prize. Here's the second audio clue.
I've decided to bury excess ordnance lest it fall into enemy hands, keeping only the barest necessities for myself.
All right. I mean, that's everybody's working at that
Chuckie, you got it right.
Yeah.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we do the last one, Richie?
Sure.
Spirits are high, and overnight I've gone from a person of suspicion to one of genuine standing. I am greeted with open smiles and looks of appreciation. In short, I have become a celebrity.
Sort of the opposite of my conversation earlier about General Custer, the role he played here, just the opposite. And it was really penetrating. It was a wonderful movie. Some people thought it was heavy or too long, but I thought it was pretty
slow. It was
slow
and heavy, yeah, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, and I think it put him, don't you think, Chucker, it really sort of put him on the map again?
I do.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Movie news from Chuck in a moment here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Movie news, Chucker.
All right, we'll start off with it's official. Adam Sandler will make his first sequel as a summer 2013 release date has been set up for Grown Ups 2. Well, not a critical darling. Actually, critics hated it. I actually liked it. I considered what's called a company. You know, I like Sandler, and you know, it was a watchable time.
He has become critic-proof. His career now is critic-proof.
So why is he doing his first sequel? Well, Jack and Jill has done $88 million worldwide on a budget of $80 million, so that movie actually lost money before DVD and Blu-ray, so it's off to a sequel landing, Grown Ups 2. Other news, while not exactly on the fast track, there has been movement in a possible sequel to Beetlejuice. Tim Burton might be involved.
Yes.
Good news, hopefully Keaton will be back also. And there's a slow movement on a sequel to Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 4. Universal wants to do it. Spielberg will not direct, but he will produce.
Travis, what's the name of that movie?
Dances with Wolves.
Kevin Costner is 57 today. Good show, good thought. Thank you, good response. 59 after the hour on Good Day.